Now the Upanishad tells us that we can meditate on Om or Pranava, or a particular chant of the Samaveda called Uktha. This is a ritualistic interpretation of the employment of Om in certain sacrifices. Uktha means Om, or also a particular chant of Samaveda. Uktham Pranaha. The prana is uktha. Every chant is made possible by the operation of the prana or energy within us. Contemplate the prana as Om or the chant of Sama. Now again here we have got a meditation prescribed on the symbolic meaning of the letters of the word uktha. Utthapayati. Ut ha asmadu uktha vid virasthishtati ukthasya sayujyam salokatam jayatiya evam veda. One who meditates upon uktha or this mystical chant rises above all others. The meaning that one rises above all others is to be drawn out from the etymological meaning of the components of the word uktha. Ukthapayati means rises above, stands above, or even raises someone else above the present position. So one who contemplates on the etymological meaning of the word uktha, which signifies rising above or standing above, raises oneself above the present condition of life, stands above others in every respect, and also causes others also to rise above themselves into a higher position, and ultimately reaches union with the cosmic reality, which is Uktha or Om, a universal vibration with which one becomes united, having been able to meditate on it in this manner. Similarly, we are asked to meditate on prana as yajuh. Here again we are given a semantic meaning, a purely linguistic meaning. The prana unites things, and where prana is absent, there is disintegration. Prane himane sarvani bhutani yujyante. And whoever contemplates on prana as yajus, one of the Vedas, gets united with all things. And not only that, he unites everything that is discrete and particular. He becomes a harmonizing element in society. He becomes a peacemaker, one who has united himself with reality, becomes capable of uniting others also with reality. Sarvani bhutani shraishthyaya yajushaha sayujyam salokatam jayati ya evam veda. Those who are able to meditate on prana as yajus, that which unites things, attains after casting of this body that realm of the divinities which are swimmed by the mantras of the Ayurveda. He becomes one with the God, the realm which is indicated by the yajus, a celestial realm, far superior to the physical one and atmospheric one in nature. This is the consequence of meditation on prana as yajus, a uniter, a combiner, or a harmonizer of everything. A meaning that is drawn out from the etymological significance of the word yajus. So these meditations given here are meaningful only from the point of view of the Sanskrit language. It has no meaning in any other way, because it is purely an etymological sense that is drawn out from Sanskrit words. Naturally, the meanings cannot come unless the words are, and the words are Sanskrit. So, it is purely a Vedic type of meditation, which is given a mystical significance by the Upanishads for the purpose of raising the minds of ritual-ridden people to higher realms, superior to the realm of the rites or the rituals of sacrifice in religion. Not suddenly giving them a philosophic concept for meditation, but drawing them gradually from the ritual realm to the philosophic realm through the realm of the ritual alone. Likewise, if we are asked to contemplate prana as saman, that means to say that which unites things again is the meaning here. Prane himani sarvani bhutani samyanchi samyanchi hasmi sarvani bhutani shraishthaya kalpante samna sayujyam salokatam jayati ya evam veda. In the same way as one is enabled to attain to the realm of the deities of the yajus by the contemplation on the prana as a uniter of all things and an harmonizer of principles, similar is the effect that follows by meditation on prana as the saman, which is again a peculiarity in Sanskrit. To unite is the meaning that is drawn out from the word yajus. To harmonize is the meaning that is drawn out from the word sama. Everything comes together for him who contemplates prana as sama. And one who thus meditates throughout one's life, it is to the realm of ultimate harmony of things after the casting off of the body. This is the result of this meditation. Chatram prana. Prana is to be meditated upon as chatra. This again is a peculiarity in Sanskrit. Chatram prana. Trayate ha enam prana chanita. The word chatra is taken as an occasion to contemplate on prana as that which saves people from all kinds of sufferings. A protector of all people, a savior par excellence, and a guide in life, one who provides the necessities of life. All these meanings are to be drawn from the word chatra. As united with prana, which is the symbol here for meditation. One who thus meditates on prana as chatra, the savior, the protector, and one who frees people from every kind of sorrow or suffering. Realms which are well protected, which are free from sorrow of every kind, and he attains to a salvation equivalent to freedom from all turmoil of physical life.